FM, W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM, W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A deep freeze from one coast to the other, now blamed for more than 50 deaths. Correspondent Carter Evans has our top story from icy Portland, Oregon.
The deadly cold snap continues to grip the nation with dozens of weather-related deaths so far, many caused by hypothermia and crashes on the road. Among the victims, five family members in northeastern Pennsylvania, all killed after being struck by a tractor trailer.
Officials in Portland say three people were killed, including a teenager, when a power line fell on a car during an ice storm. A baby survived. The Justice Department plans to release a report today on the slow police response to the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Last night, Attorney General Merrick Garland met with families of some of the 19 children and two teachers who were killed at Robb Elementary, among them Berlinda Areola's goddaughter.
I had to process everything that took place right now. It was a lot of information, and I guess the next step is to find out what will be done with this information.
Officers waited 77 minutes to take down the 18-year-old gunman. Republican presidential candidates are in New Hampshire again, with Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley both trying to gain ground on the front runner, Donald Trump. He stopped in New York yesterday, where he was admonished for an outburst at his defamation trial. CBS's Errol Barnett covering.
Axiom Space.
Mr. Trump was warned of being thrown out by Judge Lewis Kaplan, citing audible reactions to Ms. Carroll's often emotional retelling of Trump's attack on her character and her credibility. Carroll's attorney telling the judge she's worried the jury could hear Trump saying, quote, it is a witch hunt, and, quote, it really is a con job.
Mr. Trump attends his mother-in-law's funeral today. U.S. forces have launched a fourth wave of missile strikes on Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen in hopes of preventing new attacks on American Navy ships and merchant vessels. Military consultant Jeff McCausland.
All you can really do then is continue to raise the level of pain, if you will, either in terms of larger and larger air attacks, but then potentially consider other things. Would you do a ground incursion or a ground raid or something like that?
After a one-day delay, SpaceX hoping to get a privately funded flight to the International Space Station off the ground. Our consultant, Bill Harwood.
Axiom Space is paying for these flights. They literally buy the rocket from SpaceX. They recruit and train the people that are going to fly on these missions. It is a purely commercial endeavor. NASA is not involved except to the extent of making sure that their operations aboard the International Space Station comply with NASA standards.
S&P futures up 17. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans appear to have hit an impasse over legalizing medical marijuana. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says creating state-run dispensaries is a non-starter. Assembly Speaker Evan Foss says he won't compromise to address Senate Republicans' concerns. Foss says the bill is the result of months of talks. Governor Evers says Republican senators were wrong to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner. Senator Brad Paff was himself fired as acting Agriculture Secretary. He says Republicans are playing politics with the governor's appointments.
This rigid partisan ideology accomplishes nothing for the people of this state. And quite frankly, it just demonstrates to them that the government is broken and it does not work.
Republicans point out they've confirmed more than 480 of Evers' appointees. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Giannis out for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks in Cleveland, and before the game, it was decided Giannis Antetokounmpo would sit out due to a bruised and sore right shoulder. Milwaukee got clobbered by the Cavaliers, 135-95. Head coach Adrian Griffin after the loss.
I think we didn't execute on the offensive end. You know, it's a very, very good defensive team, and when you play a team like this on the road, you know, you come in here, you gotta execute.
The Bucks are in Detroit on Saturday. The Golden State Warriors mourning the loss of assistant coach Dejlon Milojevic, who suffered a massive heart attack during a team dinner. Milojevic, just 46 years old. NFL, Green Bay plays the 49ers Saturday night at Levi's Stadium. Now, the Packers lost in the playoffs to San Fran four times while Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback. How about Jordan Love?
You know, it's a great challenge for us. They're a really good defense. They got a really good offense as well, so they're a great team all around. We definitely got a great challenge ahead of us, and we look forward to it.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. We're keeping an eye on a system that'll bring light snow tonight into tomorrow. We're looking at about 1 to 2 inches of accumulation. Our low down to 10 tonight. Tomorrow, some blowing snow with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
No matter what a president does, somebody's going to be unhappy. You know, there's controversy about every decision, like whether or not we should put boots on the ground in the Mideast. Some say yes, some say no. I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them. Plane load after plane load, just keep shoving boots out. They won't know what hit them. They'll be like, what is with all these boots on the ground? Keep dropping our best boots till they're up to their neck in them. There's too many boots on the ground! You ever try to be evil when you're up to your neck in boots? It's practically impossible. Problem solved.
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday morning. It's gorgeous out. It's like almost springtime. Think about this. It's almost 30 degrees warmer than it was. I got here the other day. It was 11 below zero, and now it's 16 above. Maybe a little warmer than that now. It's cloudy, partly sunny today with 119, 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight. Kind of that fluffy stuff you can use a leaf blower to get it off your driveway. Lows around 12, cloudy chance of snow tomorrow with a high near 17. Saturday, sunny with a high near 16, and sunny on Sunday with a high near 20. All next week, highs in the mid to upper 30s with, get this, rain. But you never thought you'd see that again. Don't forget the Packers against the 49ers Saturday live on WRJN Radio, 5 p.m. Your home of the Bucks, Brewers, Packers, and Badgers. WRJN Radio at 7:09. I told you it was going to be a special program this morning. We have the future of America here. Aubrey Marquez is here in the Youth Apprentice Program at Washington Park High School. You're a student and Key Club member. You know, when I went to high school, I remember the Key Club. I forgot what it is. What is the Key Club again? It's getting real close to that microphone. I want to hear every word you have to say.
It's,
I want to miss it.
It's a volunteer group led by, mostly led by students. Yeah.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I remember the Key. I was never a member of the Key Club in high school. I was a member of the National Honor Society.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different story how I got into that organization. It's not my grades didn't get me in, and I'll tell you some other time how I got into that thing. But anyway, so you're here today with some other people here. Lisa Booker is here. You're the HR director at Delta Hawk. What is that? Get close to that microphone. Yes.
So Delta Hawk is a startup company located right here in Racine, and we are focusing on a two-stroke diesel engine for the general aviation industry.
Okay. Michael Lynch is here, workplace learning coordinator.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what do you do here?
I help students like Audrey start exploring her career options before she leaves high school. We really try and connect her classroom component to a real-life component, work. Enter in Lisa Booker and Delta Hawk. So Audrey has opportunities to start figuring out what it is she might want to do after high school.
You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to do one of three things. Be a stock car driver, ice cream guy, selling, you know, Good Humor ice cream bars, or be a disc jockey. I still am looking at that ice cream job real closely. It still looks kind of good to me. And also, the man who got this whole ball of wax rolling, Jeffrey Wilkins, is here. He's the Academy Counselor for Automotive Construction and Robotics Careers Pathways. Now, what is that job, Jeffrey?
So, Don, first of all, I got to say, it's a little cold out there for ice cream, wouldn't you say? We need some more hot chocolate or something like
that. You know what?
Like
I'll tell you something. You go to the supermarket, people are buying tons of ice cream. that doesn't stop them. You're behind a monitor here, so I can't see you, but I can see your hands. That's good enough, so I know you're here.
Sure. So, I'm Academy Counselor at Park High School for the Academies and Pathways of Automotive, Construction, and Robotics. And so I help students pick classes that help them become college and or career ready, our USD mission. Now, it's interesting that Aubrey is in the automotive pathway. And it's interesting, a lot of the students in the automotive pathway are working on four-cycle engines in her class, and she's working on two-cycle engines. And I got to say, Aubrey, what's it like to work on an engine?
It's very interesting.
Bring that microphone closer to you, okay? Yeah, I want to hear everything. Go ahead.
So, I don't know. They're very similar with working at Delta Hawk and, you know, what I'm doing in class. They kind of intermingle a lot. So, So I learn, you know, from the books in class, and then at work I get to really do the hands-on work and, you know, really experience everything that I'm learning inside of my classroom.
How old are you, Aubrey?
I'm 16.
16 years old! Okay, and Jeffrey, why don't you tell everybody why we're here today?
Well, we're here to look at, and I just want to thank you, Don, for having us here today, and Lisa for being here, and Michael for being here, and for their mentoring. The mentoring that they do to help students like Aubrey to reach their potential. So we see the power of mentoring, we see the power of youth apprenticeships, and we see how that really impacts not only Racine Unified School District, but the community in general, the greater community benefits from these students learning on the job and learning in school and pushing those two, combining those two things together for success, not only in high school, but after high school in their fields.
Now, Aubrey, tell me why we're here today. You developed something. How do you find the time to do it? And how did you do it? Tell us about the project.
I'm confused about your question.
Okay, there's something, Jeffrey, didn't you tell me there was something that was developed that's going to be used?
There's a lot of research, right? Yeah. 10 plus years of research on the diesel engine, and all of a sudden it gets approved, and then you were there when it was sent to NASA. What was it like to be there when they sent it out? Finally approved.
Yeah, it was really interesting. To think that, like, it would go to NASA, you know, such a big, like, you know, a big thing out there, and to be a part of that was just a really great experience.
So what is this that you developed that got NASA interested?
It is a, you know, two-stroke engine, completely mechanical. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's your part? What do you do when you go to work there? What do you do in your youth apprenticeship?
So when I go, usually I'm putting together parts. Usually I'm shown how to do it, and then my, like, mentors, they will let me have the hands-on experience to put it together, and then eventually, once we have, you know, all the parts together, we'll put it on the engine. So right now we're working on an oil pump, and, you know, there's some tweaks we have to make here and there. So usually when I go into work, that's what we're usually working on right now, and then, you know, just miscellaneous stuff that
When do you work on this? During school time or after school?
No, I work. After school. Wait, I did work.
You're 16 years old. Mm-hmm. You have a job?
Yes.
Whoa. Okay, now I think a two-cycle engine. I think of my lawnmower.
Yeah.
Is it like a lawnmower engine you're talking about?
Much bigger than that. But yeah.
I can't picture. I picture a two-cycle, although I have an electric lawnmower. Actually, a battery-operated lawnmower.
Yeah.
Because I got tired of schlepping to the gas station and getting gasoline for it. And I thought it was better for the environment if I just got a battery-operated one. Mm. But so how long have you been working on this?
It's almost been about a year now that I've been working. My 1-year anniversary is coming up.
Now, what is NASA going to do with this engine?
I'm not completely sure. I'm only on the building side of things.
Is this taking us to Mars and beyond, this engine?
I don't think so.
Is this what we've been waiting for before we go to Mars? I can't picture this. I wish I had a picture of it so I can see what it looks like. You said it's big, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
So where do you work on this?
Not really sure. Like, I don't know.
Okay, so this is Delta Hawk. So what is Delta Hawk?
Yes. So again, as we mentioned earlier, Delta Hawk is a startup company. It was actually founded back in 1996, and it has been a long project in the making. So as you had mentioned earlier, with us achieving a major milestone last year, that major milestone was being granted the type certification. And what that communicates to the industry is that we can now actually sell a engine to the market that is completely certified by the FAA. So a big deal for us. So the next chapter for us in this story is to begin the path to production. And that's what we are working on right now.
And who's going to buy it?
Well, there's a lot of different applications for the engine and a lot of interested.
Well, I just picture lawnmowers. What can you use the engine for?
Well, there's, again, different applications. So a lot of it is for the small airplanes, like the Cirrus, but there's also, drone applications,
so this is
military
like
interests.
An engine that can fly an airplane.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes.
So we're beyond lawnmowers.
Yes, sir. Well beyond.
And if I could just add something with that, I was able to get a tour of Delta Hawk a few months back, and it's real interesting that the diesel power, because it's diesel-powered, it can fly at higher altitudes. It's not a combustion engine, it's a compression engine. So it doesn't need air, so it can fly at higher altitudes where there's not as much O2.
I can't even picture this thing in my head. All I know is now I'm picturing like a Cessna engine on a plane. Is it that big?
It is big.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's that big. All right, now I'm picturing
it. I'll have to link you to some videos later.
And where did you come in on this, Aubrey? You helped develop it or came up with a design? Or?
Oh, no. I came in way after it was, has begun. But as we were... Go ahead, you want to say something?
Yeah, well, so I can maybe help bridge that gap a little bit. So Delta Hawk, a big part of our culture is, really leaning on the community and, working to attempting to keep talent within the Racine community. And we have been so fortunate to partner with RUSD and the Academies program. We work with all of the local high schools. And, a big part of our recruiting strategy is bringing in students, teaching them all the different jobs that we have. We don't want to pigeonhole students into one particular field, so it is our goal to cross-train them, give them as much experience as possible. Typically students at this age, they don't yet know what they want to be when they grow up, and we feel as adults, as leaders in the community, as their mentors, it is our job, to help them bridge that gap.
It's 7:18 at WRJN Radio Youth Apprentice Program. That's what we're talking about here at Washington Park High School. More coming up in just a moment. 7:19 at WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Stay right where you are. Don't move.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Robert Hack Diamond salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. He led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Robert Hack Diamonds in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You say
it's 7:21 at WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio, refreshed. We're talking to a bunch of people here today. I never had this many people in the studio before. From Washington Park High School, we have Aubrey Marquez, who's
a junior.
16 would be junior at Washington Park High School. We have Lisa Booker here, HR Director for Delta Hawk. That's the company that's working with this whole project with this engine, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Delta Hawk. Sounds like you should be flying over with Navy SEALs, Delta Hawk. That is dropping SEALs all over the place. Michael Lynch is here, Workplace Learning Coordinator, and Jeffrey Wilkins is here, the Academy Counselor for Automotive Construction and Robotics Career Pathways. You worked at Washington Park High School, aren't you?
That's right. I've been at Washington Park since 2003.
Oh.
Time has just flown by. I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, that's all. I had my father-in-law was a teacher. My first father-in-law, he was a teacher for years. My aunt, my father's sister, was a teacher. And I remember when she came over once, she was doing some schoolwork, and she had teacher's editions of the books. And I said, ooh, would I love to have that? She goes, here, you can have this one. I actually had a teacher's edition of the book with the answers and everything in it. But it didn't help because we didn't use that book anyway in school. So
is that how you got into NHS? With the teacher's book?
No. You want a quick story here, how I got into the National Honor Society. I was, they had an assembly one day, and my mother said to me, is there anything going on in school? And I said, well, the brainiacs are getting into the National Honor Society. We got an assembly tomorrow. She goes, you don't like those people? I said, they're nice people. They're just brainiacs. I don't have anything to do with them. Now, they had the tracks we had in high school were the honor track, which was the H track, gifted honor track. Then you had the A track, the B track, and the C track. These are the people that couldn't keep their hands out of the, you know, oil at McDonald's when they do the fries. Those are the C track people. And the ones I had in C track just weren't going to make it in life. I just had a feeling they were going to have a tough time. But very few people were in C track. You were in B track, A track, or H track. So anyway, so I was in the B track. And I am in the assembly, and they don't have it anymore, but Words Are Important was a vocabulary book we had. And you look up the words and write the definitions down. And I was copying it because I didn't have it for class coming up. So I was copying it out of someone else's book, and they're reading off the names of the people to come on stage. They give them a candle to hold, and they are the inductees of the National Honor Society. So I'm copying the book, and somebody turns around. Hey, Rosen, they called your name. And the guy behind me hits me in the back of the head. He's, Rosen, go up. They called your name. I said, really? And then I see people looking at me, and I walk up there. I have both books in my hand still. The copying book. This is for the National Honor Society. A copying book and my book, and I've got my pen in my hand, and I take the candle, and I see my friends laughing. And I said, oh, if they're short one candle, and I'm up here with 30 other people, and I just, the sweat, you know, the flop sweat starts pouring off my forehead, and the lights come on, and I see my parents in the back of the room. And I got inducted. My mother told me the story when they called her. She goes, "You sure Donald is getting in? You sure you got the right Donald? Because he, you know, he does okay, but he's in B track." Years later, I went to my high school and I was sitting down, and I said, "How did I get into the National Honor Society?" I said, "There are two ways to get in: grades, and all the teachers get to nominate one student, and you were the nominee."
Wow.
And so all the teachers nominated you. So you can get in for grades of personality. I chose the personality route. And I talked to my teachers, and they said, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, we were allowed to pick one student and put them in the National Honor Society. The problem was I didn't know any of these kids because they were in the honor track. So I didn't know. But I had a car, a 64 Chevy convertible. My brother's car, he gave it to me. So I was, they liked me. I was very important. But you're probably going to get in through brains, I have a feeling, Aubrey.
Yeah, I was invited, and it might sound crazy, but I didn't end up joining this year. I just felt like my junior year was really important, and I didn't want, like, almost like the extra stress, almost. So.
Oh, yeah. So what are your interests, by the way?
My interests.
Outside of school.
Yeah.
Outside of school.
Well, I love playing music. I'm a percussionist, but I'm a self-taught pianist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I like doing that. And, yeah, that's about it.
So what kind of percussion? Like snare drum and...
Yeah, like everything. Like you have like your mallets, like your xylophone. Piano sometimes falls underneath that. You have your drums. And then, yeah.
You know, I was never able to play an instrument. I tried the trumpet. I just couldn't do it. I tried the drums. I was somewhat decent at that. I just didn't have it. My brother plays every instrument.
Oh, wow.
He plays the organ. He could play the guitar, the harmonica. He could play the clarinet. He can play all these instruments. And he went on to make sort of a career out of it when he was in high school. Mm-hmm. And then when he got out of high school, he played with, you know, these groups aren't going to sound familiar to you at all. But he played with some of the biggest groups of the 1960s, the Shirelles, the Chiffons, the Shangri-Las, Rita Leader of the Pack, Benny King, Ruby and the Romantics, Jay and the Americans, the Strawberry Alarm Clock. He played with all those groups because he was able to read music.
Mm-hmm.
And when these groups came to the East Coast to play, they just handed the sheet music, and he rehearsed with his band, and he was able to read the sheet music, which is how he had his music career. He's a doctor now. He just gave up on that.
Oh.
But one quick story here. He was on... He was playing guitar with a friend. They're both doctors, and they went to Greenwich Village in New York City, and they're sitting on the sidewalk with a guitar case opened up for money. And the people would pop, the cops on the horseback would drop a couple of bucks in there and everything, and they're playing guitar. The next morning, on Monday morning, one of his patients came in and said, Dr. Rosen, I got to tell you something. My daughter said she saw you sitting on a street corner with a guitar playing your music on the guitar. I said, it can't be Dr. Rosen. He goes, yeah, it was me. So that's what he did. Well, that's great. Do you have any interest in doing a music career?
Potentially like a minor study in college. Yeah, potentially doing that.
And piano.
Mm-hmm.
My wife teaches piano.
Oh, wow.
I just can't grab it. I don't know why. I just can't grasp
it. It's definitely tricky, you know. You have to mingle your fingers everywhere.
Well, and she teaches a 10-year-old girl. A friend of ours, she plays viola, and she also plays the piano, and she caught on to this thing, and she could read the music, and I sit there in wonderment, why can't I look at those song sheets and see music? I see dots on a paper.
Yeah.
But she could picture music coming out of her head, and I just can't. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
So in the long range, what do you want to do?
Well, Delta Hawk definitely helped me with that. Before them, I wasn't really exactly sure what I wanted to do after high school, either go into college or, you know, if that didn't, you know, end up working out, then wasn't sure. But since I got this job with Delta Hawk, you know, aerospace engineering or, you know, mechanical engineering is definitely something I'd be interested in going to college for.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
So you have kind of a future pin. And that was going to hold you to it. I mean, you're still young. You still change your mind. You still go into radio, be a disc jockey. You can do all that kind of stuff. My mother, up until her dying day at 92, still asked me, is this what you're going to do with your life? Is this Mom, it's 51 years of doing it. I think this is the end of the life. Because my brother was a doctor. So she kind of thought that, you know, I'd become a doctor too. But somehow it didn't happen. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to talk more about the program. I just wanted to learn about you a little bit. You're such a nice young lady with a bright future ahead of you. And who knows? You may be playing the piano in an orchestra. You may be playing the... What other instruments do you play?
Percussion, yeah.
You may be with the symphony orchestra. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Hey, I'm big with the Racine Concert Band.
Mm-hmm. I've played with them before.
Really?
Yeah.
So me too. I just do the announcing for them. I don't play anything. But I can always... I'd say I'm with the band. Mm-hmm. So, all right. All these guys here from Washington Park High School for the Youth Apprentice Program. More coming up in just a moment here at WRJN Hometown Radio. Refresh the Civic Media Station.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Coast-to-coast snow and ice now blamed for more than 50 deaths. And Weather Channel meteorologist Samantha Moore says there's no break in sight.
We'll see that snow starting to accumulate Thursday in the evening, starting to spread across the upper Midwest and through the Great Lakes we go, and into the day on Friday becoming widespread.
The Justice Department is about to release its review of the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Ken's TV's Alicia Nieves.
Families are just hoping this new report can bring about the change and accountability that they have been fighting for.
Former President Trump relished his admonishment from the judge hearing his defamation case in New York. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Kaplan warned the current Republican frontrunner he may lose his privilege to sit through the trial, to which Trump replied, "I would love it."
Mr. Trump, who's been flying between New York and New Hampshire ahead of the primary there, attends his mother-in-law's funeral today. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is one step closer to letting gas stations and other businesses build their own electric vehicle chargers. A bill that passed the state Senate Tuesday would change Wisconsin regulations to allow it. The Senate also approved a nearly $80 million federal grant to cover most of the cost of building new EV chargers. About 15% of Wisconsin's children are obese. State lawmakers are introducing five bills to help kids slim down. One of them would require 180 minutes of physical activity in schools through eighth grade.
Our schools are already required to do Phi-Ed, but instead of focusing sheerly on the academic section, perhaps on what is tennis, we're going to actually get our kids playing tennis and moving as much as possible.
Representative William Penterman is a member of the Speaker's Childhood Obesity Task Force. I'm Nate Wuggiehout, Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. We're keeping an eye on a system that'll bring light snow tonight into tomorrow. We're looking at about 1 to 2 inches of accumulation. Our low down to 10 tonight. Tomorrow, some blowing snow with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
All hotels are nice that first night, right? You're like, this is pretty sweet. Then the next day, you're like, this place is a dump. Because we get spoiled so quickly in hotels, you know? They can have the nicest amenities, but after a couple days, you're like, same chocolate on the pillow. You'd think by now they know I like peanut butter. I stayed at the Animal Kingdom Lodge in Disney. There were giraffes right outside my window. But by the end of the week, I was like, giraffe again. How about a lion? How about a lion eating a giraffe? That would be magical, Disney. Because we get spoiled. In hotels, there's a sense of entitlement. You ever leave for the day and you come back and they haven't had a chance to clean your room? There's a certain amount of outrage. Excuse me, there is a towel on the floor of my bathroom. Can you send a maid or a manservant to pick it up? I demand we burn the peasant village. They spoil us. I think it's awkward when someone knocks on your hotel door. It's like, whoa, who even knows I'm in here? Is it the FBI? Then you have to look through that hotel door peephole. Has anyone on the other side of a peephole not look like a serial killer? I ordered a cheeseburger, but I think it's the Grim Reaper.
Someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.
Neil Diamond wrote that song, and he gave it to the Monkees. He also made his own copy of it, which never went anywhere, but the idea is to write them and give it to somebody who's going to make a hit song out of it. And, of course, the Monkees did. There's only one monkey left. That's the scariest thing. The only one left is Mickey Dolenz. He was kind of a star before the Monkees. He starred in a show called Circus Boy back in the early 60s. He was an actor beforehand and a few other things he acted in. But yeah, Peter Tork is gone, Mike Nesmith is gone, and Davy Jones is gone. They're all leaving us. All leaving us. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us. It's 7:37 at WRJN Radio. Partly sunny today with a high near 19 degrees. 1 to 2 inches of snow expected tonight. Kind of fluffy stuff where you can just use a leaf blower to get it off. But it's around 12 chance of snow for tomorrow with a high near 17. Sunny Saturday with a high near 16. Sunny Sunday with a high near 20. And all next week, highs in the mid to upper 30s right now. It's cloudy, 16 degrees in Racine, 7:37. We're talking to a bunch of people here today. Aubrey Marquez is here from the Youth Apprentice Program at Park High School. She's a student there, junior. I want to get that right, junior at Park High School. Lisa Booker is here. She's the HR director for Delta Hawk, which is the company that is helping out with what Aubrey helped develop, the diesel engine, which is going to take us to Neptune and Uranus. And I can't say Pluto because that's not a planet anymore. When did that happen, by the way? When I was in school, you had to learn the nine planets. Pluto was one of them. Now Pluto's not a planet anymore. So they just learned eight planets, right?
It didn't make the cut, yeah.
What happened there? All of a sudden, all the tests I failed because I left Pluto out. I want to go back and say, could we regrade this paper? I was actually right. I didn't even know it. Michael Lynch is here, Workplace Learning Coordinator. And Jeffrey Wilkins is here, the Academy Counselor for Automotive Construction and Robotics Career Pathways at Washington Park High School. Thank you guys for being here this morning. I do appreciate it. Let's talk about this program, and you're probably the best person to talk about it, Michael.
Yeah, so the Youth Apprenticeship Program is an opportunity for students to start their career exploration. I don't know if when you were in high school, about 10 years ago, right? did you take any technical classes, woodworking or automotive? Or
I graduated in 1972.
Yeah, about 10 years ago. Yeah. Right? Okay,
it was a long time ago.
But they
didn't offer that kind of stuff.
So
they
really woodworking or anything like that.
That's what they offered. Yeah.
So that to that point, we offer these types of classes, but in a sequential order. So students will take the same pathway class, we call it. In this case, Aubrey is an automotive student. So she'll take three courses, sophomore, junior, senior, all related to automotive. And what that youth apprenticeship program does is work with different community members and industry partners such as Lisa over at Delta Hawk to to grab these students while they're in high school and really connect the dots between those tech ed classes, in this case automotive, to real work experience. So Aubrey, while she's at Delta Hawk, she is an employee of Delta Hawk. She gets paid just as it is a normal job, but it gives her that opportunity to really see what she's learning in the classroom, what that looks like in real life. And I'm willing to bet that if we ask Aubrey right now, being able to connect those dots, what does that do for you in the classroom, right?
I don't want to brag a little, but it does put me a bit ahead of, like, other students. So, like, I know the teacher, he's always looking at me to be, you know, the showcaser, like, to show, you know, how this works, because most of the things there, I do already know. And he goes a pigging on me because, you know, he doesn't like, he knows I don't like going in front of the class. But, you know, it's really nice to be, I guess, like the, I don't know, the people, someone to like people look for or look to for help. Like,
would you say you're a mentor to other students then?
Yeah, for sure. I know a lot of students have come, or not a lot, I want to say a lot because our class isn't too big. But I know some students, they do come to me for help. And I do offer my help. I don't want to, like, be like, oh, you know, you need me. You know, I don't want to be that type of person. But I'm always like, you know, if you do have a question, you can always ask me.
So, and to that point, so not only are you earning a paycheck, mm-hmm. but you're also really exploring, right, these different options. You had mentioned you weren't even sure what you wanted to do after high school. This helps to maybe narrow that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Now, the other part that Aubrey's may not be thinking about right now, but at the end of her apprenticeship program, she will earn industry certification. Mm-hmm. From the state of Wisconsin. It's not something that, you know, I'm running off in my office. It comes from the Department of Workforce Development. It's an industry certification saying that number one, you are highly employable, and you sort of mastered these automotive/diesel skills. So it gives her a jump start on her career, you know, before she even graduates high school. In addition, she's also earning what we call credits, right? So imagine this, Aubrey. Next year, you're going to be a senior. Imagine coming to school maybe half days, mm-hmm. right? You're going to leave maybe around, 11 o'clock is the end of the second block. 11 o'clock to go to work for the rest of the time. You're going to get paid, right? You're getting paid. You're also earning those credits. Mm-hmm. So talk about really ingraining yourself into adult life.
Yeah.
This is a perfect opportunity. We can't do it without the community. Mm-hmm. So partnering up with Delta Hawk and giving these students opportunities that we otherwise wouldn't be able to afford to give them. That's the long and short of the youth apprenticeship program.
It sounds like you're ready to retire at age 19. I hope you got a nice benefits package. So they actually pay Aubrey, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's actually one of the conditions of the youth apprenticeship program is you have to make at least minimum wage. So it's not your typical work program, you know, maybe different work programs that we grew up with. It is she earns her credits by being in the program because we're able to connect her classwork to real work.
You know, all I made in school in shop was this little metal box, and I still have it and use it to this day. I could even tell you my teacher's name, Mr. Bashover. He was, you know, always look at the, you always tell the shop teachers they were missing like part of their fingers.
Yeah. Aubrey, you still have yours, right? I'll turn that good. Okay.
But I remember making all these things, but my metal box that I made, and it was really well done. He watched us use the welder because he didn't want. Who knows what's going on with that welder? But I still have the stuff I made. I wasn't making engines, but I still have my box that I made. I still keep things in it, too. And we had to paint it and everything. That was great. But this is way beyond.
Yeah, and just a little bit.
And even, you know, there's the technical side, right? The mm-hmm. the actual working on the engines or, you know, if it's a carpentry, construction, students, such. But there's also professional skills that are built into this.
How did Aubrey learn these skills? How did you learn that? You're 16 years old. How did you learn to work with engines?
Well, it started, I'd say my liking for doing hands-on stuff started way back in middle school. I did do woodworking in middle school, and so that really, you know, started my interest. And then as I got to high school, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, like, for the pathways. So I went with something that would be more hands-on because I was familiar with that, which would be automotive. And that's how I got into automotive, and then that's how I got into, you know, building airplane engines and so on and so forth.
Whoa, look at you. Yeah, I didn't know what, I told you what all my careers were going to be when I was in high school. I was in the drama club. I couldn't act. I couldn't do it. I tried once, I think. So I was a stage director. mm-hmm. for the stage manager for the shows and everything. But I never thought of what I was going to do.
Yeah.
Although, I will tell you, I had my path set when I was 9 years old. My mom and dad bought me a Remco Caravelle radio transmitter. And my son recently, about 3 or 4 years ago, found one on eBay in mint condition from the early 60s, and he got it for me. And I have it at home, and I keep it there in my room just to remind me of where I got started. So they got me this Remco Caravelle radio transmitter. I set up a little basement radio station, and here we are.
Yeah.
My dad worked in radio, too, for a short time in New York City. But for the most part, that's what got me started. So you never know where this is going to take you.
Yeah, for sure.
So college, is that in your horizon? Obviously, you know.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking about it. There are some places, you know, Gateway, you know, the technical college that's nearby.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I've also looked into Iowa State a bit further, but nothing's, like, set so far.
Well, yeah, you're 16.
You know. Yeah.
You have to set it, what, next year?
Yeah.
When did you start applying for college? I remember when I started applying, but I don't know when.
Oh, I have no idea. That's
a counselor question.
Yeah. Right. We're looking at the, like, at the end of the junior year, at the end of the junior year, I recommend students actually take a couple weeks or a week and go through a college program during the summer. So you get a taste of college. What's it like at various colleges? And so you might go to a local college or go to a college that you're really interested in. And then they might have a 5-day program or 6, 7, 8-day program. And then you'll learn different types of what it's like to go to college, what types of majors you might be interested in. And then at the end, when you begin your senior year, then all the fun begins with applying for colleges and financial aid. And now the FAFSA was just released. So there's all sorts of things. And I'll be there for you.
Thank you.
I'll be there for you. That's where the song comes from. When I went to college, I applied to 3. I had to go to a college that I can drive to from home because I was working in radio. So I wanted to... And I got to all three. I got in all 3, but I remember getting the acceptance letters in the mail, and that is an exciting moment.
Yeah.
When you get those letters, like and you're afraid to open them up because the acceptance letter is the same size as the rejection letter. And so I got the. I went to Hofstra University.
Oh, really?
Which is I don't know if you heard of it. It's all along the Hofstra University. It's a pretty big school, and I went to become a geologist. And I really loved geology, and the teachers were great. I had a great time with them. But it didn't pan out.
Yeah.
No pun intended. I didn't go that route. So if you were going to college or Gateway Technical College or any college, what would you want to go for?
So I know I talked to my mentor. I talked to my mentor about this a little bit, and he talked about going to Gateway for like a diesel program, and if I go there, you know, I'd be able to get even if. You know, Delta Hawk doesn't end up working out, I could get a lot more job opportunities with the diesel program at Gateway. So if I did do that, that's what I would go for.
Well, look at you. I see big things happening here.
Thank you.
I see a big future for you someday. Let's talk more about Delta Hawk. It keeps getting mentioned. Tell me all about it. I want to know everything about Delta Hawk because I never heard of it. It just sounds like something that's pretty impressive, like... You know, the Navy SEALs are in Delta Hawk.
Sure.
So, tell me about it.
Yeah, so Delta Hawk was founded back in 1996 by two individuals who were very passionate about putting a diesel engine into the general aviation space. And in 2015, the Rood family of Racine.
Oh, yeah, Rood Lighting.
Yes. Decided to actually invest in Delta Hawk and take over ownership. And that is when I joined, walked into a building that was under construction, lights were flickering. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I had worked for the Roods, for the Rood family previously, so really just entrusted in them, and I loved the culture that they built at that company and was really excited to help build that at Delta Hawk. And I'm very passionate about the Racine community as well. So in 2015, came in as employee number 3 or 4. And today, 8.5 years later, we're up to 56 employees. 5 of those 56 employees are youth apprentices through the RUSD program, which we're very, very proud of.
Building for the future.
Out of those, all 5 of those youth apprentices are females, too.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Building for the future. It's 749 at WRJN Radio, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station. More coming up in just a moment. Stay right where you are.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Robert Hack Diamond salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights. His leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. He led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Robert Hack Diamond in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. All around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. Oh, yes, it is.
So we're talking about the Youth Apprentice Program here at WRJN this morning in the final few minutes. I want to know about a bunch of things here. I want to know more about the what's available. We talked about the diesel engine work that Aubrey's doing in the Youth Apprentice Program. But what else is available there?
So through the Academies of Racine, we have, I mean, over 10 different pathways. You know, to name a few, we have health science. So students that, health science, health services. Students might be interested in any sort of medical. They would take three sequential courses in their high school careers surrounding medical. Carpentry is a big one. Automotive. You know, business, marketing, so manufacturing. We offer these programs, that these pathways, to align with our community needs. So we do, you know, we figure out what it is that our community needs. You know, a great example is manufacturing. Racine's, you know, the manufacturing capital of the world. You know, having, we need to have people, right, that can work at these facilities. So the pathways really align to what our community needs are, and working with businesses like Delta Hawk, we really treat it like we would a normal application, job application. We're just starting it a little bit sooner than we're used to, right? So Aubrey, at the age of 15, you know, went on a site visit with Delta Hawk. We took some students over there. We worked on a resume.
Where is that, by the way?
Delta Hawk?
Yeah.
It's near Horlick High School.
Okay.
So it's local. We just talked about this yesterday. I didn't even know where Delta Hawk was until, you know, we went and had that visit. So just to that point where you don't know what we don't know. We worked with Aubrey on a resume, some interview skills, took her on the site visit, and she had an opportunity to interview and did well. But she did that at the age of 15. So it's really getting a jump start on these skills, and it's not only automotive. Every student enrolled through the Academies of Racine has a chosen pathway. So students at the end of their freshman year, towards the middle of their freshman year, they'll actually declare what pathway, what sequential courses they're going to take for the next 3 years, whether it's construction, automotive, engineering, manufacturing, robotics. All of these pathways work because we have the community support through youth apprenticeship. We have the support of Gateway through dual credit opportunities. So classes that Aubrey might take in high school will transfer into college. So she's earning dual credits at the same time. Because we have these offerings, it really gives them the jump start to whether it's college ready or career ready, mm-hmm. right? We have choices now versus, you know, back when we grew up, it was, hey, all right, do well, and we're going to ship you off to that four-year university and almost pigeonhole you right into whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Here, we're getting those opportunities to figure out what direction we can do. I'll tell you a quick story, and I'm a talker, Don, so if ever you can shut me up at any time.
That's why we talk radio.
I knew I'm in the wrong profession. No, I'm kidding. there was a student not too long ago. She was a nursing student, so she was in our health services pathway. She was a junior, and she says, "Mr. Lynch, I want to start working, in some capacity in the medical field." So we registered, got her set up to earn her CNA license while she was in high school. We'll pay for it so she can earn that credential so she can start working. She starts working. She comes in two weeks later. She's like, "Mr. Lynch," I said, "Hey, hon, how you doing?" She's like, "Not good." I said, "What's the matter?" She's like, "I don't want to do this anymore." I said, "That's too bad." I said, "That's okay." I said, "Part of this is figuring out what it is you don't want to do." I said, "There's nothing worse than graduating college with $100,000, $125,000, I don't know what the going rate for college is now, thousands of dollars in debt and realize that you don't want to do this." So really breaking down those barriers and getting students to see the bigger picture without necessarily having to go to a traditional four-year university. Obviously, we want students to get the higher education, but it's not for everybody either. So by giving students options to be career or college ready is really what the goal of the program is.
That's great. And again, it's not just working on diesel engines. It's doing other things as well.
Plus, can you talk a little bit about the certificates that you're going to learn along the way? Maybe Aubrey's earned some certificates already.
Yeah, so actually just yesterday, what certification were you working on in your pathway class?
We're working on the torque certification for torque wrenches.
So, and that's an industry credential that she can put on a resume, whether it's for college or employment, that not every student's going to be able to put down on a resume. And let's be honest, if we saw a 16-year-old resume with all these different certifications and employment opportunities, I mean, it's really putting herself above her peers.
Right. The resumes today generally say, on PlayStation 2, I got 43,000 points playing Legend of Zelda, and I've got
great game, by the way.
There was a commercial on TV where the young man is sitting behind for his employer, and he says, "I see here that you got the highest score ever recorded on Nintendo." It says, "Yes, that is right, sir," but it had nothing to do with the job he was applying to. And it was a thing where you learn a little bit. You know, just don't play video games and do that. You play video games?
A little. Not too much.
My daughter her and her husband have these giant chairs they bought, massive screens in their house, mm-hmm. and they play video games. They have normal jobs during the daytime, then at night they turn into superheroes, and they play these games, but they play them with other people across the country.
Yeah.
And I said, "What about Pong, you know, the little thing that goes back and forth?" They say, although I did defeat Super Mario Brothers on the game. Uh-huh. I got to the end, but I used a cheater. You were able to buy this thing, you put the cartridge in.
The Game Genie, I believe is what it's called.
The Game Genie, that's right. It was called the Game Genie, the cheater.
Wow.
And it gives you all, you can never lose your powers. It just keeps giving you more powers and more powers and more powers. And so I did win. But, you know. And you know what? Here I was probably in my late 30s, and I'm calling every human being I can on the phone to say, "Hey, I called my wife. You never guess it. I just won Super Mario Brothers. I just won. I got the highest score ever." And people are hanging up on me. My wife says I'm going to see an attorney tomorrow. I can't deal with this. But anyway, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You're a bright young girl, and I see a big future ahead for you.
Thank you.
Even playing the piano and drums. I see a big future for you. Good for you, and thank you very much. Let me thank everybody here real quickly because I want to get everybody's name in. Michael Lynch, Workplace Learning Coordinator, thank you. Lisa Booker, HR Director for Delta Hawk, and Jeffrey Wilkins, who set this whole thing up, Academy Counselor for Automotive Construction and Robotics Career Pathways, over at Washington Park High School. Is that a new word, pathways? When I went to school, they didn't say that. They said, "What are you going to do for the rest of your life?" All of a sudden, it's pathways.
Yeah, it's different name, same concept.
All right. Yeah. All right. Hey, I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here. We're back again tomorrow, 6 a.m., bright and early. Keep it right here, WRGN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Don't move.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. See?